Q99.7, look, we have to call it the big game, which is the stupidest thing ever because the actual name of the game is copyrighted. I don't understand. It's ridiculous. There are a ton of events going on, and you need to start planning for them right now for that week because if you wait till the last minute, sold out, lines around the building, and you're going to be left out.
Well, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that for sure. But first, I want to talk about soup because, you know, it's been so cold.
Yeah.
And there's the soup. And then there's a bowl.
Right.
And then it all comes together right here in ATL. And also, please, people visiting, pass it on. Don't call it Hotlanta.
Yep.
Well, you won't be this time of year anyway.
I mean, but just don't. Like, hey, we're heading down to Hotlanta. Shut up.
They'll find a way. They'll be like, it's cold here for Hotlanta. And we'll be like, why? Yeah, it's media people.
ATL, the A. I'm okay with that. All right, ATLians. So we're talking about soup today. Clam chowder, three different ways at CNS, a chowder house in Roswell. I don't know if you've been there. We did a great segment there.
Oh, we literally are talking about soups this week.
On Atlanta News.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought we were literally talking about events that were going on around town.
Well, I'm going to keep you posted with that on next week. There's a lot to talk about. There's 2 weeks of hype, Bert.
Okay. Hit us with that chicken noodle, man.
I'm going to hit you with the hype.
I'm going to have to reset this whole thing. I really thought that we were talking about big.
Did you want to start over?
No, at this point, let's just roll with it.
Yeah.
Okay. So soup.
That comes in a bowl.
Yes, yeah.
That's usually how you eat it. Sometimes you put crackers in it. Sometimes it's creamy. Sometimes it's brothy. Also want to talk about jambalaya, which is kind of like a soup and kind of like a ricey thing. Louisiana Bistro is a great segment we've had on Atlanta Eats, which is terrific. Seeds Kitchen and Bar. That's in East Cobb, and their butternut squash soup. Like, I don't think you could ever eat butternut squash soup, and it's hard to eat that in the summer, right? Now is the time you want to eat that. It's creamy. It's flavorful, it's seasonal, and seed is a great place. Love that. What about pho?
Pho?
Huh?
I like pho.
Pho you.
Pho you too.
I always love the funny names of those restaurants. Northern China Eatery, they do a great spicy hot pot. And also, you know, I've been talking about the pho at Lanzhou noodle, where they do the hand-pulled noodles. And if you want the steam blowing in your face, it's kind of like a great comfort food, but it will also clear your sinuses. I'm into that.
Soup is my favorite thing.
What is?
Soup.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you love hand-pulled noodles. I know that's true.
Me too. I got some great tweets from Ari the Photog. Pasta Bella's bisque in Marietta is the bomb. Breadwinner Cafe, according to Kathleen Lang. They have a great tomato bisque.
They do. I've been there, eaten that. It's delicious.
It's great. I mean, it's great. You can't miss it. Also, their farm to ladle is great. They've got a couple locations. They do a lot of great soups that are, you know, change daily. Mitch's Meats in Roswell for the OTP folks. People have been just like freaking out over their soups. I talked about their chili a couple of weeks ago. Also, matzo ball soup, the General Muir. And by the way, if you're planning a Super Bowl party, I just worked with those guys in the restaurant Yala, General Muir, and Fred's Meat and Bread. Mm. They do some killer catering.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to cook, it's a great idea for that. You can always reach me about that. Mara Davis 2000 on Instagram. You can message me there. By the way, you should watch Atlanta Eats. It's on every single day, but we do this thing called Championship Eats where we're celebrating the big game in sports. So you can check us out on Peachtree TV. Look for me there and let us know how much you love us and don't stop eating.
See you next week to talk about the big game.
That's right. I'm not saying
the big game.